I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Who wouldn't want to be a millionaire? A new study shows a lot of people already are, and joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, are you a millionaire?
No, I'm not, Madeline. Are you?
Close, at least. Hardly.
Not even close. No, we are still dreaming. But as you said, for quite a number of people out there, this is a reality, according to this World Wealth Report from investment bank Merrill Lynch and consulting group Capgemini. In fact, one out of every 125 Americans is worth, in cash and investments, at least $1 million. That's more than 2.2 million millionaires, and that's up some 14% from last year, the biggest jump since the peak of the stock market bubble of the late 90s. And by the way, these figures do not include the value of home real estate, home equity. This is all liquid cash and investments.
One out of 125, so how does that compare to the rest of the world?
Well, first I'll give you the worldwide number, which is 7.7 million millionaires, and that's up 7.5%. And those 7.7 million people are worth just shy of $29 trillion. China and India saw some of the biggest jumps in their millionaire ranks. China up 12%, India up 22%. Europe's numbers didn't increase quite as much, although the net worth of the continent's millionaires topped $8.7 trillion. The Middle East and Latin America saw increases in their millionaire ranks, but not quite as much as the other regions that I've mentioned.
And where's all this money coming from?
A lot of it from the stock market. The survey credits the market recovery, which we've seen over the past 8 to 10 months, with boosting these wealthy folks' portfolios. And in fact, they participated more in the market because of that recovery. They shifted their money back from bonds into stock. Quite a few took chances with more risky but more profitable investment strategies like hedge funds. And although real estate itself isn't part of the calculation, the boom in the housing market here prompted a lot of people to refinance or sell, and that can increase liquidity. And according to this survey, things are just going to get even better and better for these millionaires. It predicts their wealth will grow by 7% a year and eventually top $40 trillion in worldwide net worth by 2008. Hopefully we're among them.
Mm.
And speaking of wealth, today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be looking at the trial of one of Russia's richest men, the former head of the Yukos oil giant, and what it might mean for the Russian economy.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.